country people. You're not looking for hicks, are you?
Well, would you say, would you call them hicks?
No. I'm thinking back in my high school days, and I can remember the city schools calling us, anyone that went to Atlanta, as country hicks.
Oh, huh.
So that was why it came to me.
How about redneck?
Redneck.
What does redneck mean?
I don't know. I think redneck is, I think of someone that drinks beer and loud and intolerant.
Okay. What about people who don't have enough money to live on?
Impoverished.
Is there like a simpler word that you would just call them?
Destitute.
Like a one-syllable word?
Nope, I can't. I don't know what you're after.
Like poor people? Would you call them poor people?
Yes. That's nice and simple.
Could you pronounce that for me?
Poor?
Yeah. And a person who works on a ranch is a?
Ranch hand.
Uh-huh. And how about somebody who works mostly with cattle?
Cowboy.
Okay, a person who digs for gold and coal, or maybe coal?
A miner.
Okay. The mother of Jesus is?
Mary.
Mm-hmm. And the woman in the Bible who's very old when she had a child is?
It's not Methuselah, is it? Very old when she had a child.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's also a line of frozen cakes. The name that I'm looking for is a line of frozen cakes.
Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was Sarah Rillo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She was too old to have a child, and then all of a sudden she was pregnant. Thanks to the Lord.
I have heard that story. Okay. I really didn't know who it was.
There was a little girl on Little House on the Prairie that had blonde curly locks, and she was really nasty and mean. What was her name?
Was it Nellie?
Yeah.
Was it Nellie? Okay.
I can never get anybody to say Nellie.
I thought you were going to ask me about one of the others, and I can't think of their names. Why would I think of Nellie?
That's amazing. Okay, in the old days, sometimes a preacher would come around who was unordained. Mm-hmm. He was just preaching, and he wasn't very good at what he did. Mm-hmm. What would you call him? Have you ever heard of a jackleg?
No.
You wouldn't know what jackleg referred to.
I would think, if I heard it, I would think of someone drinking bad liquor.
Oh.
Is there something, a jackleg maybe?
Maybe.
I think I've heard of them, if they drink bad liquor, like White Lightning, it could make them blind or make them crippled. But I think that's jackleg.
How interesting. I'll have to check into that.
That's just something I could be entirely wrong on, but it's that's what I thought of.
I'll look it up in the American Dialect Dictionary and find out. A person who defends you in a law case is your
lawyer.
Mm-hmm. And the person who decides the case is the
judge.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's some body parts. This is
hair.
Mm-hmm. And these are
ears.
Uh-huh. And a man has a
beard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this is my
mouth.
Mm-hmm. And one of these.
Tooth.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, this is my
throat.
Outside, yeah. Mm-hmm. And these are my
legs.
Mm-hmm. And we can move our arms and legs because of our the places where you move, like your elbows.
Joints. Mm-hmm. Joints.
And this is a
foot.
Mm-hmm. And two of them are
feet.
Mm-hmm. And this is my
stomach.
Right. Very good. If you're not weak, you are
strong.
Mm-hmm. And you can be sick. How?